Welcome to a special edition of Girls on Film. Tonight, I have an exclusive interview with Amber Benson, actor, director, and successful author, perhaps best known for her iconic TV role as Tara on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Amber's new book, The Witches of Echo Park, just became available a few weeks ago. Here is our interview. Take a listen.
Let's start with the basics. Talk to me about the inspiration for this story specifically.
Well, it's twofold. I wanted to write about Echo Park, which is my hood in LA.
Awesome.
I am obsessed. It is super magical. Like, you walk around, and there are all these, like, hipster coffee shops, and nestled in between are these, like, botanicas where you can walk in and buy spells and saints candles.
That's amazing.
And my running joke is Aquanet is also available at these places, because that's what you want when you're lighting a saints candle, some Aquanet.
So you can blow everything up.
You can blow everything
up. Of course.
But there's just, I don't know, it used to be called, like, the hills of Echo Park were called Red Hill in the 40s and 50s because all the bohemians and the communists were living up there, all the cool artsy people.
Yeah, all the cool people.
And it just, I don't know, there's just, like, residue from all of that. They shot a lot of the silent films. There's some Three Stooges action that happened, and it used to be called Edendale in the very beginning. And
cool.
So Charlie Chaplin, I mean, there's just all these crazy people that are making awesome stuff. There's just been this history in Echo Park. Did I sign that? I might not have. did I? No, I didn't. I'm such a putz. See, Liz, I'm a putz.
That's okay. I'm cool with that.
But there's just something really magical about it, and I wanted to share that with the world.
Yeah, it's like a beautiful history of, like, that's great.
There's just, yeah, you just walk the streets. I do a lot of walking in the hills.
Yeah.
And there are these stair streets. They're streets, but they're not real streets. They're stairs.
Yeah.
But they're called, you know, they've got, like, a street name.
That's awesome.
And these houses that are sort of, like, up on the sides, and you can only reach them via the stairs, and...
That's very, like, Parisian.
Yeah, it's very funky.
It's very interesting.
European and interesting.
I love that.
And I just...
Now I have to go.
It's awesome. And I wanted to put that in a book. I wanted people to know about the magic of Echo Park.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to write about my lady friends. I grew up as, like, a full-scale tomboy. I always had dude friends. And then I'm 30, and I always wanted my babysitter's club. Like, I wanted my chicks. And I never had, like, a crew of ladies. I had a couple of girlfriends, but not, like... And then in my 30s, I acquired all these ladies. Mm-hmm. I have my filmmaker lady friends. I have my writers lady friends. And we call ourselves the shamers, the writers.
That's amazing.
Because we shame each other into doing work. We sit at coffee houses all working on different things. And if you're on Twitter too long, you get harassed.
Yeah, as you should. That's a great motivator.
Mm-hmm. And then I have my neighborhood lady friends. And there are pieces of all of them in the women of the Witches of Echo Park. I wanted to, it's sort of a mash note to my lady relationships.
That's fantastic.
They are my rocks. They are who support me and keep me strong, and without them I don't think I would be functioning properly.
Yeah, it's funny, it's that interesting, you know, transition you go through, like, high school, college are very much the same with the cattiness, and even you're 20, I mean, you're sort of finding where you are, where
yes.
you fit in,
yes.
and women are so funny with their relationships, and I think it's just sort of the way we've been brought up, but I think until I got to my 30s, I was like, I need these people.
I need these women in my, because, you know, relationships with partners come and go,
sure,
but my lady friends always stay strong.
Exactly.
And that's really important to me. They're bedrock.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to write something that would pass the Bechdel test.
Yeah, right?
You know, six women in a room, not
right.
talking about who they're having sex with.
Exactly. That's awesome. Were you always a fan, like, of the fantasy genre?
Yeah.
Yeah, since you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I read The Mists of Avalon when I was, like, 13.
Awesome.
And now you can't even, like, talk about Marion Zimmer Bradley because of all the craziness.
I know.
But it was very influential. In fact, the sex scene in The Witches of Echo Park is very much an homage to The Mists of Avalon.
Fantastic. Yeah, I was very much the little girl when I come into these places. So I see, like, little, like, troll figurines. I'm like, that was me as a child. Like, this is my home. This is where
I
belong.
Oh, yeah. Diana Wynne Jones. I read all of those books.
That's awesome.
Fantasy was my jam.
That's awesome. Did you find that being on set with Joss really helped inform you more deeply into the genre and sort of... get a handle on the fans from that perspective? Which is a whole other... These are, like, two separate questions, right?
Two very separate things.
I will
address them both.
Yeah.
I think you cannot work on a show like Buffy and not walk away having learned something.
Yeah.
You know, of course it influences everything I do. It was such a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And then, you know, being a part of the Buffyverse and experiencing fandom via that it's mind-blowing. We have, bar none, the best fans. They are dedicated, they are intelligent, they are thoughtful. they, you know, just are amazing. And the fact that, you know, Buffy has transcended just being a TV show and has become a universe in its own right is just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. It's such a, I mean, I would imagine that would be such a wonderful person to be under, so to speak, Joss, so to speak. I preface this. Because he has such incredible, strong female protagonists.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just, what a wonderful person to be around. That's such a fan.
Yeah, you look at the Willow-Tara relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, they raised Dawn. They,
right?
I think, had the best relationship on the show.
I agree.
And, you know, they were two women who happened to fall in love with each other.
Right.
They could have been, you know, could have been anything or anybody, you know.
Right.
It was, we were dealing with gender fluidness. It didn't matter.
Right.
They just were soulmates. They were supposed to be together. And that came directly from Joss.
Yeah. Did you know the arc of that character going in?
No. Not a clue. I thought I was doing like two episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, and it became a whole thing. And I think he knew what was going to happen, of course.
Doesn't surprise me.
But
yeah.
but I you know, he took two episodes in, he took Allie and I aside and was like, so you guys are gonna be girlfriends.
Yeah.
Just that one.
Just get prepared emotionally for that. It's fine, it's easy.
You're gonna fall in love.
Yeah. What's your writing process like, if you can even define something like that?
I like to treat writing like a job because it is my job.
Yes.
And I have this crew of people that I write with called the Shamers. And, you know, we meet at coffee places because I need, it's such a solitary journey being a writer, mm-hmm. and I need to have other people around. And so sitting down at a coffee place and knowing that my friend Liza is working on her book, my friend Sarah is working on her book, my friend Margaret is writing a pilot, you know, we're all doing different things, but knowing that we're doing it within the same space makes it bearable.
That's good. Do you have advice for other young aspiring authors, writers, creators?
I didn't see anything. Yeah, you just have to do it. You have to finish.
Yeah.
I think actually that is the best piece of advice I can give. You have to sit down and just finish your story. Whatever incarnation it takes, whether it becomes a short story or a novella or a screenplay or a full-fledged prose novel, you have to finish it. I spent this past year teaching prose writing, and that is the thing I walked away with from the experience, that, you know, I have to encourage my students to finish, because so many of them, they get discouraged or they get overwhelmed, and they're all working on this great stuff. And I was really, really lucky. They, you know, a bunch of them came to the signing today, which was really cool.
That's awesome.
To get to see them, you know, we were an online class, and to get to actually, like, hug them made me very happy.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about Drones.
Oh, yes.
Yes, please.
Drones is a feature film that I co-directed with Adam Bush that these guys, Ben Acker and Ben Blacker, wrote. And it stars Angela Bettis and Jonathan Woodward from Buffy.
Cool.
Angela was in May.
Yeah.
And
I love her. She's amazing.
She's probably like my favorite thing that I got from making Drones. She's like one of my best friends.
That's awesome.
She's a genius, and she is incredible, and she's so much fun to just like have in your life. She's just a good person all the way around.
That's great. Is that's coming up in this upcoming Slam Dance, or did I miss it already?
No, we did that like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I asked because I just talked to Blake Robbins for Sublime and Beautiful, who's now doing the programming.
Yes,
yeah.
I programmed them for them for the last 4 years.
That's awesome.
I missed a year last year. I was writing this.
That's very cool. Yeah, he was amazing to talk to. His film is great. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, so good.
Wonderful. Weirdest fan moment.
When a girl came to San Diego Comic Con and proposed to me and showed up with a ring. Colleen, were we friendly when I got proposed to by the ladies? Was that in the middle of Ghost of Albion time? I can't remember.
Maybe. I met you in 2004, July 2004.
Yeah, I think that's about then, yeah.
That's awesome.
Very attractive young woman. Got down on her knee at Comic Con and proposed to me.
Really?
Yep,
very
with
serious.
A ring. And it's the only proposal I've ever really gotten, maybe one other, but that when I was like a kid.
But like full-fledged.
Full-fledged on the knee. Like, and I said, I don't think, you know, the person I'm with would appreciate it. I said yes. But now I'm thinking back, and I'm like, I really should have said yes, because she's very, very cute. That was a nice
she'll
ring.
Hear it.
Very
it's,
nice
she'll hear it. She'll be like, damn it. But she'll know that you were thinking of her, and that's all that matters.
It does not taste like honey.
In case you're wondering. Other random question. Best on-screen hug. Because Kiss whatevs.
Best on screen.
You gotta like say, yeah, it was really good.
But like, who's like a really good hugger that you've met?
Who's a good hugger?
I know, it's such a good
question. This is such a good question.
I've never gotten this before. This makes me very happy.
There you go.
And now I'm going to be like, who is that?
I know, now there's pressure. I'm really sorry. Now I feel bad. I know. You can think about it. We can get back. We can,
yeah,
like,
we'll have to come
like,
back.
Yeah,
we'll come back to that one.
Yeah, we can, like, just come back. I can even hit you up on Twitter and be like, did you think about the question?
You know, probably, you know what, who gives good hugs is Jesse Bradford.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very cool.
That's what we did when we were kids.
That's so fun. Oh my gosh. Do you know, last question, so I'll let you go hang out with your friends. Do you already know how many books in this particular series?
Yeah, we're going to do 2 or 3.
Cool.
We're going to be moving forward.
Yeah.
A little more.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. And when do we anticipate the next one?
About this time next year, I would say.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so
Amber
exciting.
Gets it turned in on time.
My editor doesn't kill me.
I have a whole team of people in New York who will be like sending you text messages.
I know.
Yeah. I have you on tape now. It's fine. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking time.
You are so
You've
welcome,
You've been
Liz.
So lovely with your fans. No, it was really
so
nice
great.
To like see
I said,
you.
I say it and people think I'm being, you know, facetious, but sure. It's true. We have the best fans. They're
really
nice.